Good afternoon. I'm Devron Thibodeau. Those of you who don't know me, for a number of more years than I like to remember, I was a scientist here at the Southern Regional Research Center in New Orleans. Katrina hit, and I actually ended up moving to the Cotton Quality Research Station at Clemson and became research leader there for the last 6 years of its existence. It no longer exists. All of the operation that was at Clemson then moved back to New Orleans, and I sort of stayed involved with this transition, what have you. Did a little private consulting. That's why you see fiber physics. I'm still involved now with the folks in New Orleans. And before I get into this, I'll give you a little bit of background relating why I did what I did here as related to what Brendan is talking about. And during this period of time when I was doing a little consulting, I got involved with a project that was looking at the processing of a laydown of U.S. cotton versus cottons from two other countries. And these cottons were, the two other cottons basically were, as my understanding, hand-picked. Versus our U.S. cottons really came from Georgia. And of course, in this, I can't talk too much about it, but in this study, the U.S. cotton was a little bit at a disadvantage based upon uniformity and length, etc., because of mechanical harvesting. However, it turned out after we did all of the testing, and the testing was actually done at the lab in New Orleans, we found that the U.S. cotton's advantage had to do with elongation. And that then sparked a question of, okay, why is that? And I got into some more data and looked at the fact that apparently the same cottons, or these cottons grown across the cotton belt in the United States, show differences in elongation. And I wondered about that. And I thought that actually the National Cotton Variety Testing Program would be an ideal location for examining that data. And that's sort of the background, even though I don't say anything in this presentation. That's why I got into what to do and what I've done here, what we'll talk about. And so I can just operate from the computer here. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, just the little arrows is what I
sure.
Need.
Okay, that's fine. And I'll go briefly through this. NCVT actually goes since 1960, and it reports data from across the cotton belt. Trials are conducted annually, and they are done with cooperating state agricultural experiment stations, ARS, universities, etc., and the National Cotton Variety Testing Committee is responsible for coordinating. There are eight, and some of these may not be exactly right, but essentially there are eight regional tests, and as of 2016, I think there were 19 different locations across the belt, and different varieties are planted. But the consistency is that in each year, four national standards, that's national standard varieties, are planted at all the locations. And those are the ones that I concentrated on. And the same variety, national standards, are done three consecutive years. So basically, I concentrated on the years 2014, 15, and 16. And the data that's obtained from the tests include, I guess it would be yield and seed quality, and then the fiber properties or HVI, APHIS, and spinning properties. The now, since I guess it's 2013, these tests, after all the samples are gathered from the various regions and locations, all the fiber comes to New Orleans, and that's where it's tested, and that's where I got my data from Chris. Okay, I think I've said everything there that I need to do. I ignored what's called the high quality and the Pima test. I concentrated on just what's called the national variety test. These, as of 2015, these would be the six regions: Blacklands, Central, Delta, East, Plains, West, and then those are the various planting locations in each of these regions. And so again, I was faced with so much data here. Okay, how do you basically take a bite of this big thing? And so what I concentrated here on was averaging over the various regions. There's a lot more work that could be done looking at various locations. I looked at a little bit, but decided regions maybe was the best way to break this down. The four national standards, the varieties that we used, were Phytogen 499 WRF, Delta Pine 09012, B2RF, and Phytogen 725, Fibromax 2484, and then in parentheses are the shorthand notations that I use in the presentation. And the various property measurements: micronair, upper half mean, uniformity, strength, elongation, reflectance, plus B, yellowness. Something called, that's very interesting, that I picked up on, it's called the spinning consistency index, which is a parameter that comes with the HVI measurement. And as I started playing with this data, I started looking at this, and it's interesting, and you'll see as we develop. And then the yarn tenacity comes from the mini spinning of the fiber that's done here in New Orleans, and it's basically about a 50 or 60 gram sample that they use in this miniature spinning approach. And actually they spin because of the small amount of fiber, they go directly from sliver rather than going into roving, but do a ring spinning process. We'll talk more about that. So the first approach really was, okay, let's take a look at this whole thing with an OVA. And what I did was I considered each fiber property separately as a dependent variable. And as the independent variables, I considered year, variety, and region. And this gives me a lot of information. Some of it is interesting, but mainly what I'm trying to see here is how good, what is the quality of the data that's coming out of here? And some of these other things will sort of come out as we go along. So bear with me. Okay, micronair. Well, as we see, essentially there's no difference between in micronair for the four varieties all over the regions for the 3 years. There is definitely a difference in micronair over the four varieties. Delta Pine 912 had the highest, and there's a significant difference between each of the varieties going down to the Fibromax, which is the lowest. Region-wise, Plains had the highest and the Blacklands the lowest, with the other four, West, Delta, East, and Central, mixed between. Upper half mean length, again, and I think this is interesting. There's really no differences over the years. With varieties, we start seeing the cream come to the top. This Phytogen 725 is the longest, along with the Fibromax 2484, and then the 499 and the 912 are in the background there. And again, region-wise, we see, which surprised me a little bit as we go through this, the Delta seems like it stands out, and that. I don't want to be prejudiced, but it kind of surprised me that's good cotton, that is the best cotton. I don't know. But anyway, that's where it is. The Delta is the top, and the Blacklands is at the bottom, and it tends to be at the bottom in most of them. There's not much difference lengthwise between East, West, and Central, and Plains is down there a little bit more. So anyway, uniformity-wise, there is a little bit of difference between 16, 15, and 14. Variety-wise, $4.99 and $7.25 are the best. 9/12 is, and that sort is the worst, and that sort of goes along with the length, which you'd expect. Region-wise, again, Delta is the best, followed by the East. Well, Delta and East close together. And then, again, Blackland's at the bottom. Strength-wise, a little bit of difference, but not that much. Again, 725 is the strongest. 912 is the weakest. And the other two in between, again, Delta is at the top. Blackland's at the bottom. And elongation, and this is where it gets weird. There's a lot of differences year to year with elongation. And there's a lot of difference between the varieties. The best elongation is 499, which is definitely not based upon length and strength, not up there. But that's kind of, and again, Plains is best. Blackland's, again, is at the bottom. One thing that I found, in terms of the quality of the data, I can basically say that the RD, the brightness factor, I throw that out. There's a lot of trash in the samples, so that the RD number correlates quite high, well with the trash, both as measured with HVI and also I did mention that. As far as this study was concerned, I did not look at APHIS. I've got so much data, I just concentrated on the HVI and the spinning. So we can almost throw RD out, although Plus B did not show a relationship as though we were getting a bias from the trash. And that is the yellowness factor, and maybe that makes sense. At any rate, there was a big difference between 14 and then 16 and 15 as far as B was concerned. A, again, 725 is the best. 2484 and 912 are down there. Now we see, all of a sudden we see Central having the highest value and the Delta the lowest, which is interesting. And I'm not sure what that means. Okay. This is the spinning consistency index, which is based upon Ooster does some sort of an algorithm, and what we see when we start looking at some of our relationship data, it's definitely tracking length and strength, and maybe some others as well. Again, with the spinning consistency, we see the Delta the highest, followed by the East and Central, and then Blacklands is at the bottom. 725 is the highest, and 912 is the lowest, and that makes sense. And then that is basically a factor which should be in some way related to the spinability, but it's something that's free, that comes through with the HVI, and then a big portion of the cost of running these tests is actually doing the spinning, and the spinning is the next one, and that's called YT, going with the protocols described by the NCVT data, and so we see again, 16 is the best, and 15 is the least, and that is contradicted. There's a lot more difference year-wise with the yarn spinning than we see with the SCI. We see here the highest is a 725, the lowest is the 912. 725 and 912, that's consistent. And then region-wise, we've got Delta best, East and Central, and then Blacklands. And here we've got Plains the best, followed by Delta and West. So region-wise, YT and SCI don't really track very well. Now, okay, I'm gonna continue. I'm gonna dig a little deeper, and now we're gonna look at I don't know where I am time-wise, but bear with me. I saw we had all this time, and I threw in more slides. So anyway. Okay, so what I looked at here was each fiber variety averaged over the 3 years, and then I considered each of the four varieties, and I looked at their variability over the region. So it looks something like this. Micronair, you see that you've got your 499 and your 912 consistently over the different regions of the highest Micronair, and then the lowest Micronair are basically 725 and 2484, and those are consistent. And these slides give me a little bit more feel than actually the ANOVA stuff. Here, length, again, consistent over all the regions, and we've got the two longer, 725, 2484, are consistently higher, and the other two are consistently lower. Similarly, a little bit of difference there with uniformity, except that all of a sudden the 499 has got a doggone good looking uniformity compared to 725, and I don't know why. And that's why one of the suggestions I would suggest as we continue with, if we in fact we continue with the NCVT, is that they report their environmental conditions of growth. That would be very helpful in understanding better this data. Strength, again, you've got 725 and 2484 pretty much higher, especially that 725 looks really good. Now elongation. Okay. There is some differences based upon the regions, but we do have a consistency that the 499 looks like it's tracking higher, and 725 and 2484, which were good strength-wise, are not as good. And so we got a bit of, little bit of a different elongation situation. If we look at our YT spinning, that's the mini spinning, it's relatively consistent in terms of the fact that 725 and 2484 are better. We see a little bit of difference in that the 499, which had a good elongation, perks up a little bit. So apparently the SCI does factor in elongation. One of the issues that were came to me about the mini spinning is that because of the fact that it uses a high twist and a relatively coarse 22s yarn, the yarn itself is not going to probably indicate or manifest the fiber properties as well as you would with a lower twist and a higher count. I calculated toughness index from this data, and now you see that even though, for instance, 2484 was real good, your two cottons that come out the best are 725 and 499, and that's consistent over the whole over all the regions. And I thought that was interesting as well, the way it brings that out. Now, relationships. Let's just quickly look at that. The emboldened numbers, the R values, represent high probabilities, less than 0.0001. And so you see that YT only shows a decent, in the case of this 499, for the RD. The spinning consistency with length, uniformity, and strength, quite high. We see that the upper half mean correlates with uniformity and strength. Strength correlates with the SCI, upper half mean, and uniformity. You get very similars. I'll give you a scorecard afterwards, but a lot of the same correlations show up. Again, with 725, you see a lot of correlations, 2484. All right, here we go. What I did was I basically looked at all the instances in these relationships where you had significant correlations. And you see, as far as the SCI is concerned, you've got significant correlations with length, uniformity, and strength. As far as the spinning is concerned, in the case of one variety, did it have a relationship to strength? And in terms of two varieties, had a relationship to RD, which I throw away because I don't think RD means anything. Likewise, length goes with uniformity and strength, and strength goes to the uniformity index. All right. Just based upon some conversations that we had, I took one more look now. Now what I'm looking at is I'm looking at all varieties at 1 year. And all of a sudden when I do that, because notice, there was no relationship with the elongation to any of the other properties, looking at it over all the years. And I'm not sure what was going on with there, except that we know that the elongation showed big differences over the 3 years. And so, but looking at now this way, if I look at, which I'm calling ELG here, it does show a correlation with length and with micronair. If I go to 2015, it shows a relationship to micronair. Length was not significant. And looking at 2016, it shows a relationship to the SCI, micronair, and length. And so for some reason or other, looking at it just year-wise, where there was having some kind of a difference with the years, we're seeing some relationships sort of fall out from the standpoint of the elongation. And I wish I had more conclusions when this is basically what I'm saying is, in general, the properties seem consistent from year to year. There's reasonable variabilities of the properties over the regions. The relative rankings for each variety are consistent over the regions. I have some concern about the bias in the spinning data. I would recommend possibly including this SCI in the data, and it would be very helpful if information on growing conditions could be included in the database, and I thank you for your attention. Any questions? Thank you.